Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the games that Chris Godwin played without Antonio Brown last year, he was on pace for 180 targets, 141 catches, 1,566 yards, and 7 touchdowns. What can we expect without Antonio Brown this year? Let's ask Jacob Gibbs right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Okay, it's an eye-popping stat. It's why I loved Chris Godwin. That was before the Julio Jones signing. So, Jacob, let's go through it with Chris Godwin here, and what's the first thing you want to let us know about?
Yeah, 180 target pace is nuts. I had not heard that. But just looking at his game by game and on some of his per route stuff, that doesn't surprise me. His 2021 data was really pretty encouraging. Injuries really dampened things for him in 2020. He had, followed a pretty, consistent trajectory up into becoming one of the best receivers in the league, and then kind of fell off in 2020. But 2021, he really did rebound in a big way. His target per route run rate was up to 23%. That was the highest of his career to this point in 5 seasons. It was down to 19% in 2020. Had not been above 21% in any of the seasons prior to 2021. So that was exciting. And then his yard per route run rate actually rose from 2020 to 2021, which is pretty surprising considering that his average depth of target dropped from 10.2 yards to 7.3 yards. He was much better at getting the ball and creating yards after the catch that we've seen from him typically. And so that's exciting to see them, get him a bit more involved in the short yardage role and just really feed him targets. And I think that's something that we could see a lot, with, Antonio Brown, like you hinted at, Rob Gronkowski also, vacated here. There's a lot of targets available, and I think they could go to Godwin. He was really finding his footing before he had the ACL injury. You mentioned, his pace with Antonio Brown out. And so what I looked at was from week 7 on, which was when AB's injury occurred, the ankle injury, the final 8 games of Godwin's season, he was targeted on 27.5% of his routes. So we mentioned earlier, 23% was, easily the highest of his career at this point. 27.5 over 300 routes to close the season out for Godwin. So that's a pretty substantial sample size there. And it was consistent as well. He drew a target on 25% of his routes in 6 of those 8 games. And he had spike weeks on the, the games where Tampa Bay really went nuts and threw a ton, 15 targets, 17 targets to close out the year. Those are the 2 highest marks of his career, came last year in 2021 with AB off the field. So that's exciting. And I think, AB's gone and Julio's replaced him. And I think people might just kind of, assume that there's not much of a change there. But like, I just want to point out that Antonio Brown is still insanely good.
Yeah.
At least the data shows that. We're not talking about Julio Jones here. I love Julio, but his rates have been steadily declining for 5 straight seasons. Antonio Brown is still drawing targets and converting yards at like league best rates. So for reference, Julio was targeted on 19% of his routes, averaged 1.76 yards per route run last year. AB's rates were at freaking 32% and 2.8 yards per route run. Only 7 receivers had a yard per route run rate above 2.25 for the past 2 seasons. Devontae Adams, Deebo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, Jamar Chase, Antonio Brown is the guy who like fits in with all those other, superstar fantasy receivers. So that is really exciting. We're taking a really, impactful player off the field. And I think that what we've seen, it's going to affect Godwin the most of the Tampa Bay receivers.
All right. What about the Gronkowski factor? Does that affect Chris Godwin at all?
I think so. I think that the thing we see here with both Brown and Gronk is that they run sort of shorter routes that are a little bit more similar to what we've seen from Godwin. And both these guys have drawn targets at a really high rate. 32% target per run rate for AB last year was the highest in the NFL. Gronkowski was targeted on 23% of his routes, which is significantly higher than the tight ends who are going to replace him. And so, yeah, just looking at the splits here, it has been Godwin and not Mike Evans who has seen the boost when AB has been off the field. And the same thing when Gronk has been off the field. So with Gronk off the field over the past 2 years, Chris Godwin has been targeted on 28% of his routes and averaged 2.6 yards per route run compared to 17% target per hour rate and just under 2 yards per route run with Gronk on the field. Whereas Mike Evans has been pretty much static with AB on off and Gronk on off. It's been Godwin who has seen the boost and Leonard Fournette actually. I don't know if people realize how involved Gronk has been either. The only tight ends that have been targeted at a higher rate last year were Mark Andrews, Darren Waller, and George Kittle. So these really are significant losses. And the guys who are replacing him, Cameron Brate, Kyle Rudolph, like those guys are never targeted on more than 20% of the routes. Same thing with Russell Gage.
Yeah.
Last year was his highest target per hour rate. It was 22%. That's nothing compared to what we've seen with AB. So like, where do these targets go?
Yeah, I hope they go to Godwin. I hope he's healthy. That's the big question mark is what can we expect coming off the torn ACL? But where do you have Chris Godwin ranked?
I have him at wide receiver 22 in half PPR, and I just put out standard rankings. I think he was wide receiver 28. So it's tough. There's a lot of guys in that range that I really, really am excited for. Like I have a hard time, you know, especially with the injury, like how do I evaluate him compared to Darnell Mooney, somebody like Jerry Jeudy. I'm really excited for those guys. I think he has the potential to blow past that though. Like if he's healthy and ready to go and these rates sustain in Tampa Bay's offense and Tampa Bay doesn't like, you know, really regress in terms of their passing rate, like a lot of people expect, the ceiling is there for a top 10 finish for sure.
Okay. Quick comment here in the chat. Jacob Gibbs should dress as the Batman for Halloween because I seriously thought he was Robert Pattinson.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to say. Yeah, I could see it. You look a little bit like Team Edward or whatever the hell he is today. Yeah. All right, give it a shot. It's a great movie, by the way. Thanks for everybody for watching and listening. Tomorrow, or if you're on YouTube later in 5 minutes, we're going to be talking about Leonard Fournette and the Bucs' backfield and what to expect there. And we'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football Today in 5 minutes.